This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Line here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And Chris, you've shared some interesting stuff in this little show prep group that we have, and we'll get into one of these stories here in just a bit. The claim by Bill Gates is that cryptocurrencies kill people.
Dun, dun, dun.
Don't know how, but, well, you'll tell us.
Have you ever been hit in the head with a Bitcoin? Doesn't feel very good, Daryl.
Hold on. I've had a lot of concussions in my life, none of them caused by Bitcoin.
It may have been, and due to your repeated concussions, the fact that your head just seems to draw blunt objects and hard surfaces, you may have been hit in the head with a Bitcoin. I just don't remember it.
I did get concussed going after a Klondike bar one time. There's the joke, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Apparently, I would get a major concussion. So I was carrying a mini fridge up the stairs and moving it from downstairs to a middle room. And there's a part of the ceiling that juts out from the wall, so it's not flush. Mm-hmm. There's this angled ceiling that pops out, and when I put the mini fridge down, I couldn't see, and I just headbutted a 2x4 that was the ceiling.
Heather, what do you think we have a special segment of our show called Today on Daryl's Concussion? Because how many have we heard about? We've heard about a lot of them.
How did Daryl get injured today?
Well, it's not even that. It's usually like
It's not necessarily today. It's four years ago.
It's a head injury, and it always seems to happen to Daryl.
Yeah. But, you'll tell us how cryptocurrencies are killing people, but in the land down under where everything can kill you, apparently there's some kind of monster bird that is ripping apart drones.
What?
From the Wall Street Journal. You're aware, Australia, it's this magical land to where everything can kill you?
It's considered a pretty deadly environment. A lot of animals have sort of developed their own defenses.
Like
and
10
offensive.
Of the deadliest snakes in the world are from Australia.
Well, then I'm glad I read about all those Australians that turned in their guns after that amnesty thing.
Right.
But guess what? Now you can't defend yourself from the giant bird that's about to bite your head off.
Have fun with that crocodile.
They have this giant fence that runs through the middle of the country to keep the dingoes in, like, the southern part of the country.
Wait, what are dingoes?
It's a native dog.
Yeah, it's a wild dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, story from the Wall Street Journal. Daniel Parfit thought he'd found the perfect drone for a two-day mapping job in a remote patch of the Australian outback. The roughly $80,000 machine had a wingspan of 7 feet and resembled a stealth bomber. There was just one problem. His machine raised the hackles of one prominent local resident, a wedge-tailed eagle. Swooping down from above, the eagle used its talons to punch a hole in the carbon fiber and Kevlar fuselage of Mr. Parfit's drone, which then lost control and plummeted to the ground. He said, "I had 15 minutes to go on my last flight on my last day, and one of these wedge-tailed eagles just dive-bombed the drone and punched it out of the sky." He believed the drone was too big for a bird to damage, but, quote, it ended up in a pile of splinters. Weighing up to 9 pounds with a wingspan that can approach 8 feet, the wedge-tailed eagle is Australia's largest bird of prey. Once vilified for killing sheep and targeted by bounty hunters, it is now legally protected. Though a subspecies is still endangered in Tasmania, it is again dominating the skies across much of the continent.
Can you train these things?
I can't because I'm not a trained bird trainer person.
Heather, trained bird trainer?
I'll give it a shot.
Okay, well, we got Heather's up for it.
These highly territorial raptors which eat kangaroos, have no interest in yielding their apex predator status to the increased number of drones flying around the bush.
How cool would it be to have a trained bird like that, though? Like, dude, like, beware of bird.
Right.
Fight on your lawn.
Exactly. That's why I said...
Beware of dangerous raptor.
From Australia, where everything will kill you, these birds eat kangaroos.
Kangaroos are not a small animal. I've seen people boxing them. They're kind of a full-size sort of critter. That's like saying, you know, birds that attack bears.
Oh, it gets better.
Oh, great.
They've also been known to harass humans in hang gliders.
Dude, that would be the scariest thing ever, being in a hang glider and then like having a monster bird attacking
world's deadliest bird attacking Daryl in his concussed hang glider.
Grab him by his leg right here. Your calls and thoughts about everything that can kill you in Australia, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More from the Wall Street Journal. They say birds all over the world have attacked drones, but the wedge-tailed eagle is particularly eager to engage in dogfights, according to some operators. Some try to evade these avian enemies by sending their drones into loops or steep climbs, or just mashing the throttle to try to outrun them. A long-term solution remains up in the air.
I see what they did there.
See what they did, yeah. So I want these, Daryl. Can these be imported? Can we get a... I'm just thinking U.S. government drones. I mean, obviously, that's the easy go-to, but why not? Why not be able to protect your property with a raptor with an 8-foot wingspan and apparently no fear of anything?
Apparently, you just need to put lasers on your drone. But, oh, wait, we're talking about Australia. They probably can't do that.
Why couldn't they?
Well, because a lot of defensive weapons are illegal in Australia. And
this is true.
You know, a laser, fire the laser. camouflage techniques like putting fake eyes on the drones don't appear to be fully effective, and some pilots have even considered arming drones with pepper spray or noise devices to ward off the eagles. James Rennie says, they're the ultimate angry birds. He started a drone mapping and inspection business in Melbourne called Australian UAV. He figures that 20% of drone flights in rural areas get attacked by the eagles. On one occasion, 20%, that's one in five.
Yeah, and that's not even like, you know, not like a drone happened to get attacked by an eagle. That's like the eagles know. They know that these drones may be up to no good, and they're taking care of them.
Oh, it's not just one bird. He says on one occasion, he was forced to evade 9 of them. 9 birds on one flight.
These eagles.
Is this like a real life video game where like some dude's flying the drone, looking at a TV, like dodging birds and like flying through the sky?
It's like asteroids. It's like asteroids from the 1970s.
Put some laser beams on it and like shoot them.
I gotta assume they're intelligent. You know, these birds.
The drone operators or the birds?
The birds. Raptors, the whole family of raptors. I mean, they're not stupid birds. They are very clever at hunting and laying in wait for prey and looking for sign. But when they hit a drone, they got to realize that this is not food. You can't eat it. Plastic probably doesn't taste really good to them. Yet they keep going after them. So
the same reason sharks keep biting like humans, thinking they're seals, you know,
or surfboards.
Yeah,
but I just really think this is a great counter to U.S. government surveillance and worse by drone.
Well, here's the problem.
Yeah, but we don't have those here in the U.S.
Really,
we don't have wedge-tailed eagles.
That's true.
And the wedge-tailed eagles are bigger bullies than their more docile relatives, the bald eagle and the golden eagle, that do live in the U.S. Wedge-tailed eagles are the undisputed alpha birds in parts of Australia's interior, but they're not entirely clear why they're so unusually aggressive towards drones. Scientists say they go after drones probably because they view them as potential prey or a new competitor. Todd Katzner, a biologist and eagle expert at the U.S. Geological Survey in Boise, Idaho, says they're really the kings of the air in Australia. There's nothing out there that can compete with them. The problem is growing more acute as Australia makes a push to become a hotspot for drones. We'll tell you about that, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on Eagles attacking drones? Should they just fire the lasers? This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the story out of Australia about how, well, everything there tries to kill you, and some things, the wedge-tailed eagle, are attacking drones now, but something that won't try to kill you is the website liberty.menu, and that's because it's a directory of liberty-minded businesses, also events and digital content. And it's run by and for libertarians. It's a tool for our community. Again, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like in Yelp. And there's even a bit of a social networking aspect so that you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. So the story here, again, from the Wall Street Journal about these angry birds, and that's actually in the headline, angry birds ripping $80,000 drones out of the sky. Again, wedge-tailed eagles. One drone operator says that on one particular flight, he had to evade 9 of the birds that were all going after the machine. And again, biologists say they're not really sure exactly why the birds are going after drones. But Todd Katzner, who is a biologist and eagle expert at the U.S. Geological Survey in Boise, Idaho, says they're really the kings of the air. There's nothing out there that can compete with them. The problem is growing more acute as Australia makes a push to become a hotspot for drones. Queensland, which is one of the Australian states, recently hosted the World of Drones Congress and last year gave about $780,000 to Boeing for testing some drones. Amazon.com is expanding in Australia and could try using drones for deliveries, and the machines are increasingly favored by big landowners such as miners and cattle ranchers. The eagles, again, these things have been known to eat kangaroos, will often attack in male-female pairs, and they aren't always deterred if their first foray fails. Sometimes they will come from behind and attack in tandem from above or even stagger their assault. A drone operator may evade one diving eagle from an upward climb, but the second eagle can then snatch it, according to one of the operators, Mr. Rennie. He says, if you take your eyes off that aircraft even for a couple of minutes, the likelihood is that it ends up in pieces on the ground. In late 2015, Andrew Chapman, co-owner of Australian UAV, was mapping a quarry and landfill site near Melbourne and figured it was close enough to the city that an eagle attack was unlikely. But when the drone was about half a mile away, an eagle materialized out of thin air, he says, and knocked out my drone. He says he spent 2 days looking for the machine worth about $35,000. And had to ship it to Switzerland to be repaired. More exotic defenses have been considered. He says arming drones with pepper spray was discussed but quickly discarded out of concern it could harm the birds. He says it's a relief to be planning for jobs overseas because we know the wedgies aren't there.
So to be clear, if you are attacked by a wedge-tailed eagle.
Yes.
In Australia, I couldn't just reach into my truck and pull out my trusty shotgun and defend myself, right?
I'm not entirely certain what the laws are in Australia, but as I understand them, I don't believe that would be allowed. Plus, it was mentioned earlier that these things are, or at least one variant of the wedge-tailed eagle, is still considered endangered, well, therefore protected.
Yeah, here's my feeling on the endangered species laws and things like that. If it attacks me, all bets are off. And I'll contend with whatever, but if I've got an 8-foot raptor coming at me, or an 8-foot grizzly bear, whatever is out there that's
protected. Oh, grizzly bears don't fly.
Yeah. Sarah Darrell. But anything like that, I mean, do I value my life over an endangered species? Yes. And I will make that choice every time. And and in Australia.
I think that's like the golden rule to unto
again,
others, you know.
Right.
If the animal could kill us, I'm sure it would. It's kill or be killed, I mean.
Right. But again, you know, as we frequently say, Australia, where everything can kill you, and it's not quite everything, but they've got a lot of deadly species. Yet you can't have
a game of knifey spoony.
You can't have a gun.
You say that with an Australian accent.
He sort of did, and that might have been Daryl's best Australian accent during this entire story. Some of them sounded Dutch, and some of them sounded English. Some of them sounded South African, so I'm not sure where you're going. But the last one, hey, Daryl, you nailed it.
Rick Stevens, a survey superintendent at the St. Ives Gold Mine in Western Australia, who uses drones to survey the pits, debated using something like a shiru, a device mounted on cars to make noises which humans can't hear that keep kangaroos off the road. But he was concerned it could be cumbersome on the drone and may not ward off the eagles anyway. Instead, Mr. Stephen and other drone operators make use of another weapon, time. I'm sorry, but time is not a weapon.
Heck, in some ways it could be, I guess.
The eagles are less active in the early morning because of the thermals, columns of raising air, they use to fly, or rather... The thermals they use to fly, the way they have this sentence worded with the explanation of what a thermal is in the middle, makes it rather strange to read. The eagles are less active in the mornings because of thermals that they use to fly that don't develop until later in the day after the sun has warmed the ground. In the first 2.5 years flying drones at the mine, Mr. Stevens said he lost 12. 12 drones in 2.5 years.
Some air forces don't lose that many.
He says the company that he works for, South Africa-based Goldfields LTD, has wound up spending about $210,000 on drones during the past year. When he focused his flying in the morning, he has lost only two, with two more close calls. Any success at deterring wedge-tailed eagle attacks in Australia could provide clues on how to minimize avian obstacles in other regions. David Bird, a retired wildlife biology professor.
David what?
Bird.
Yeah, what was
David
that again?
Bird?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, Daryl.
Bird, a wildlife biology professor, retired from Canada. Founding editor of the Journal of Unmanned Vehicle Services, said
and
every
birds.
Time... No. Every time I go to a conference on birds and they're having a workshop on drones, somebody tells me about this problem in Australia about these wedge-tailed eagles.
They say, what's the word, bird?
Mr. Parfit, who began his drone business, Aerial Image Works, about 3 years ago, remains vigilant. Each of his last three jobs attracted an eagle attack. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts. Welcome on this or other things that can kill you, like Bill Gates.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And if instead of just listening to the show, you want to watch the show, you can do that by going over to the Twitch. Now, that's not a weird new dance thing that I'm aware of. It's a video streaming service. And in some ways, it's kind of like YouTube, but in other ways, it's better. It was originally designed to be a streaming platform for gamers, and that does happen. Not just other gamers, but occasionally some of the hosts of this show will stream themselves playing some video games. I know Will was doing that. Will Coley from Call to Freedom and occasional co-host on Free Talk Live, he was filming himself recently playing some kind of video game. Don't know what it was, but I know he was doing that. But primarily it's streaming Free Talk Live. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. There's the chat room in the side where you can interact with other listeners. Now let's go to the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Dave calling in from New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Free Talk Live, Free Talk Live, Free Talk Live, Free Talk Live. I've always wanted to do my own intro, Free Talk Live.
Is that your thought there, Dave, or do you actually have something intelligent
to say? I think we'll be able to isolate that, and we'll make it into a new promo. I'm just going to speak for marketing and say we're going to make that happen. So go ahead.
Yeah, I heard that my brother called in a couple of days ago, something about allegedly saying bad stuff about me, which is totally not true.
He called in to say that you got arrested. Was that not true?
That's not true. I have no idea who that person even was. You know, maybe there's a clone out there of me or something, but that is, I never, ever went to jail. Never.
You were not arrested?
Not arrested. I was not arrested. Maybe there's a clone, you know. Wasn't even arrested. He is making up BS lies. No, I can't swear on the radio, but like, you know.
I know, but...
Whatever he said was a complete lie.
Didn't I see a post? Somebody had posted something online that apparently was like a booking document with your picture.
It could have been Photoshopped, you know. It could have been Photoshopped.
It wasn't me.
Could have been Photoshopped, yeah, but it wasn't me.
All right. Well, what did happen then? If you didn't get arrested...
Yeah, what happened?
I have no idea what he was rambling on about because stuff that, you know, he thinks that he's just, you know, some big shot mouther or whatever or something, but he was just, it was all a complete lie. He was lying.
What was his motive for lying about it?
The what?
Why would he lie about something like that?
To make himself look like a big shot, like a big timer. He lied, you know? Kind of like how Clinton never smoked pot, you know?
Right. Okay. I get that. That makes perfect sense to me.
That
okay.
Doesn't really make any sense, but okay.
Yeah. I was just trying to find what I saw. Yeah.
Because
Mark said there was some kind
of, yeah. Yeah. It says some kind of. Go ahead.
Said you were charged with aggravated harassment.
Never happened.
Never happened.
Why don't you ask him about, I don't know.
Because I don't have his telephone number and don't want to try tracking him down, Dave. Thank you for the call.
Oh, man, inquiring minds want to know.
I thought he was
going to
give us some dirt on his...
Brother, right?
Yeah,
we could have made this a whole...
Dirt.
Come on, Daryl.
He was just repeating himself. After he repeats himself four times, that's too many times to repeat himself.
He repeated himself four times before the call started by saying... Free talk live.
Right, and then I asked if he was going to say anything intelligent, and then we proceeded to not hear anything intelligent.
Let's go to
Nick calling in from Michigan. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello. First of all, let me say, that girl over there, Heather, you should have her on the show more often.
There we go.
That's
usually, typically we get a call or two like that. They would like to see more of Heather. Or
yeah,
Heather more frequently. Let me rephrase that. There we go.
Yeah, she's wonderful, you know.
So go ahead with your thoughts there, Nick.
Let's talk about Bitcoins. I heard that the Doge coins and the Fupa coin are going to be pretty high this year.
The Fupa coin? What was the second one?
He can't say the S word, so poop coins.
Oh, okay. So you think that Bitcoin goes down and the altcoins go up?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Any reason why you think that, or you just happen to have heard somebody speculate?
The news, you know, it was pretty good. They said that it was gonna go down, but the Doge coins and the Fupa coins are gonna go up.
Who was saying this?
Yeah, just kind of curious.
It was CNBC.
Oh, that explains it. Okay, there we go. So was this Brian Kelly on Fast Money?
I'm surprised CNBC mentioned Dogecoin.
No. Brian Kelly on Fast Money by any chance?
Yeah, it was him.
Yeah. I love that guy. He was the one.
Two of the power of influence media outlets like that have. Like, even if you don't like them, just putting that out there and they have enough of an audience, if the audience believes it and goes and invests in what they say,
they
gonna
do.
Go up, it's going to give it a natural boost anyway.
My favorite two screenshots of Brian Kelly talking about Ripple when the price was $2.34, saying how to buy Ripple, and then another screenshot at Ripple at 79 cents with Brian Kelly saying how to sell. So it was basically, here's Brian Kelly telling you how to buy high and sell low.
So is Brian Kelly basically the new Kramer?
It's a different show. I follow his stuff on Twitter just for a laugh, and that's literally the only reason I follow it, but
He's one of these. The only reason that I remember Kramer is, and not the guy from Jerry Seinfeld, is because just like 2 days before Bear Stearns wound up filing for bankruptcy, there's nothing wrong with Bear Stearns. Go ahead and buy it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's just kind of assumed the role over at CNBC as the crypto guy. So he's doing a show called Fast Money, and I don't know. And to your real question, I don't know if it was a real question. It sounded like more of a just a trying to pwn his comment. But
not at all.
Is there a correlation between Bitcoin's rise and the sort of a seesaw between Bitcoin and the altcoins? I don't know. I mean, sometimes it happens that way. Sometimes Bitcoin seems to drag up the whole market. I'm bullish on Bitcoin. I think it's going to have a great year this year as we get some more technologies rolled out. But not everybody shares that opinion, certainly not on this show. We have a lot of people here that are more pro to Bitcoin Cash and maybe some other things. But I like Bitcoin. I think it's going to have a great 2018.
Don't underestimate the Fupa coins and the Doge coins. That's going to be great. It's going to be make millions of dollars on Fupa coins and Doge coins.
Nick, thank you for the call. And nothing that you hear on this show is considered financial advice.
That's a safe bet. Yes. Or better yet, listen to Brian Kelly and do just the opposite of whatever that guy says.
But do I have to listen to Brian Kelly? Because I don't even know where he is. I don't know how to find CNBC.
Daryl, it's a cable channel.
I don't have cable.
Okay, you do know that there is such an invention called cable, right? And that some people that you may know may have cable?
I don't know anybody that has cable.
You don't know anyone who has cable, satellite.
Not off the top of my head.
Not a cord cutter gets some channels. Do you? You?
Oh, I think the gym I go to might have one of the TVs set to CNBC, but yeah, I don't really pay attention to those.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm too busy picking things up and setting them down.
I see. I use PlayStation View. I've cut the cord and
see?
I do
not
stuff
cable.
Like that.
I have cable.
All right.
I drive TV.
I know one person that has cable that I am aware of, and her name is Heather. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. She said cable and DirecTV.
Yeah,
so
it's basic cable, and then you get all the extra channels.
Wow. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Last night we talked about the claim by Nicolas Maduro last week that he had raised, what was it, 430-something million or 700-something. Well, earlier today, story over at news.bitcoin.com, Venezuela claims Petro cryptocurrency. It's not a cryptocurrency, it's a token. He claims that it's raised $3 billion from investors. Well, we covered the story saying they've not actually raised a penny. And I went back and I checked the NEM blockchain where this token is supposedly being distributed. And there are still zero outbound transactions.
Thank God. I am so happy for that.
So, yeah, you can read that story over at news.bitcoin.com and so much more. There's all kinds of info that you would need to get started in cryptocurrency. News.bitcoin.com. Now, in a somewhat related thing, apparently,
but before we move
Bill
on
Gates
to...
has said that cryptocurrency is going to kill everybody.
Before we get all Bill Gates up in here, I do want to comment on the Maduro story because I think it's just... Oh, my God. Basically, people that are buying into the idea of a state-sponsored cryptocurrency or token, whatever you want to call it, you're using the power of blockchain to bring foreign aid into your own hands. So by buying this crap, which is not backed by anything, you're not going to get your barrel of oil because that's ridiculous.
All right. So
hold on. I have to finish my point.
Okay, and then I'll tell you how your point is wrong.
Okay, the point is that when you, whatever you do, when you buy something that belongs to Maduro, in this case it's a cryptocurrency, you're not giving money to the Venezuelan government that they are going to use to make the world a better place for Venezuelans in Venezuela. That money is going to go directly to the despots that currently run Venezuela. So I hope this thing never sells a single one. I hope it blows up in their face, and I I just the idea of governments issuing cryptocurrencies turns my stomach.
I mean, if you have all this...
I agree with that. What I wanted to point out where you were wrong is that the website is still not actually functional. Nobody has actually been able to buy this thing. There are people that have tried.
Good.
And nobody has been successful, so nobody has given Nicolas Maduro or the Venezuelan central government a penny for Petro because the website doesn't work.
So if all this stuff is going on in Venezuela and all these people are having all these problems, like, how do you propose a solution if, like, there's no group of people tasked with, like, handling the chaos? You know what I mean? Like, there's so much chaos going over there. So how do you
just
fix it and bring back order to where people are going back about their lives and not worried and starving?
How do you go from a point where they're starving and their money is no value?
It's
chaos, right? It's horrible.
So how do you go back
people are dying
to peace and prosperity from chaos, like, without having an organized effort
I'll give you the problem. I'll give you my 2 or 3 step program. Number one, revolution, violent if necessary. So you have to get rid of Maduro and his government. They have to go. And the only way to do that, to me,
you have to replace them.
No, hold on. Hold on. The morally correct way would be to say that the Venezuelan people have to execute that revolution. The last thing you need is somebody like the U.S. going in and meddling in some other country's affairs, because that never ends up going well. So that's step one. You get rid of the bad guys, and then you allow the free market to operate. And that to me are the first two crucial pieces. Whatever shakes out of that, whatever, if they feel they need a currency, they can come up with whatever they want to use if the free market determines that. If the Venezuelan people feel that they need a government, then it's more up to the Venezuelan people. I hope that they will see that by getting rid of government, that they were better off, and that they should be very careful in considering something new.
Couldn't they just put, like, a better group of people in place? Then if that doesn't work out, do the same thing.
A better dictator?
Not a better dictator. Like, there's different types of government.
Right. So what they have now is a dictator who says that you can only buy goods and services from, you know, outside interest. You know, so somebody importing something, say a toilet paper company, which they're not importing toilet paper because people don't have U.S. dollars to give to the toilet paper company. You can only pay them with U.S. dollars. You can only purchase U.S. dollars legally from us, the Venezuelan central government. And then they stopped selling U.S. dollars about 3 years ago. So you can only use a currency that you obtain from us, and we're not letting you have it.
Okay, so clearly I agree, if that's the case, that group of people calling the shots needs to go.
Right.
Because obviously they're not doing their job, which is supposed to make everyone's quality of life that they represent better. They're just making it worse.
They are.
Therefore,
in this case, government is truly the problem.
That's what I believe. Like,
right.
I believe government should do is increase everyone's quality of life that they represent, not decrease it. You know what I mean?
How about freedom? If that's
what increases the quality of life, then yes, that's what their job should be.
But traditionally, you know, in most countries around the world that have experienced an increase in, what was the phrase you used? I'm sorry.
Quality of life
and economic success and things like that. It's usually because they're societies were more free, that there was less oppression on them.
Exactly.
They have more liberty to do things. So
I mean,
so
I generally believe that that's, you know, that, like, this small limited government is what I advocate for. So I think, like, you know, that
there
is
the complete opposite of it in Venezuela.
Then they can put somebody else in power. But I think that in order to go from the chaos that's there today, you're still going to need some type of organizational structure to replace, like, this tyrannical government. You're going to need a group of people the same way that, was it, the Sons of whatever?
That's the question.
Sons of Liberty?
Liberty.
The truth is that was the
starting block, and then they grew, and
I cannot imagine a country that's as been as socialist as Venezuela not choosing a form of government, not going to another form of government. You know, I don't see them being the first great experiment in a voluntary society, But I hope they've learned enough that they will choose something that is government with a very, very, very light touch. And that'll still be too much for me. But I just, you know, it's hard to imagine them being in a worse spot than where they are now. The only thing Maduro really hasn't done is just sent out squads to kill everyone.
Right. He's letting that happen very slowly to where right. 2 years ago, the average Venezuelan lost, on average, 19 pounds. Last year, the average Venezuelan lost 24 pounds. There's not a lot of weight left to lose.
Yeah, no, if that happened, started happening here in New Hampshire and people were like starving and government was like taking over, like obviously people would round up together and be like, there's an issue, let's get these people out of here, you know?
Right. And
I don't understand what's taking
when there
so
have
long.
Been elections in Venezuela, Maduro has prohibited all of his primary opposition from being candidate. Oh, we're arresting you on this charge, and part of your sentence is you're prohibited from running for public office.
You have an unpaid,
for the next 17 years.
You have an unpaid parking ticket, so you cannot run against me. So, yeah, when governments can do that, and it's just horrible and it's sad, and I just really... just really want to see them get back.
Really
to,
makes America seem not so bad, huh? You could be a felon and run for office here. Nobody cares.
Well, from that
well,
point of view.
People care, but it's not a thing that prevents you from being on the ballot unless the felony is an election-related offense.
Yeah, see? Look at that, America. It is fairly free.
All right.
It's better than a lot of places, and I don't think anybody on this show has ever said that the United States of America is the least free country on the planet Earth.
Yeah.
What we have said is it could be freer.
Absolutely.
Saying it could be freer and saying that it's the least free place in the world are not the same statement.
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
America.
Oh, heck, I thought yeah. you were going to tell me about Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Wanting to use cryptocurrency to kill people.
You mean that Bill, something. That Bill Gates guy who says cryptocurrencies cause death. This story comes to us from the BBC.
Which is not the British Beer Company.
It is not the British Beer
it's
Company.
It's also not the Bluegrass Brewing Company in Louisville, Kentucky, that has one of my favorite raspberry meads.
Oh, it's like, we'll have to wait to hear the story.
Dang. Raspberry meads and concussions, and what's next?
Buffalo brats, maybe? Your calls and thoughts. That's what's next. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.